I'm Walt Lindelow with another look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Ann Brownell with UPAWS, the Upper Peninsula Animal Welfare Shelter, to find out what's happening there. Here's more with Ann Brownell.
This month is Adopt a Shelter Cat Month. So all month long, we are celebrating cats. We have all kinds of cats, from quiet cats to outgoing cats to playful cats, couch potato cats. So all month long, all cats 6 months on up are going to be half off the listed adoption rate.
Oh, okay. That's a good price and deal. Yes.
Absolutely. So there'll be a price from no fee up to $32.50. And that will include the spay and the neuter surgery, the vaccines, microchip, rabies immunization, health check, all of that vetting, plus, of course, unconditional love.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned something right off the top there that I think is important to bring up, as you talked about all these different types of the personalities of these cats. And at UPAWS, you take extra steps to make sure that the animal is paired with the right person, so you don't end up going through all the effort of getting them set up, take them home, and then find out maybe you don't really, it doesn't work out. Tell us a little bit about how that works.
Absolutely. Well, when someone surrenders a pet, they fill out a information form.
Yep.
So we get some information on the background of the pet. But if it's a stray, of course, we don't know the history. So we let the cat or the pet, you know, chill out for a while.
Yeah.
Assess its personality, find out what they like and don't like. Our kitty cuddler volunteers also help with that. So when someone comes in, we ask them some questions. What kind of a pet are you looking for? What kind of a cat are you looking for? How often are you home, etc. So we can match up. I adopted two kittens because I was a foster failure. I found out I'm more of the couch potato kind of a cat. I love them to death, but oh my goodness, they're busy.
Handful,
they're
yeah.
busy.
And did you say a kitty cuddler volunteer?
Yes, they're called cuddlers, yeah.
People can volunteer to come to UPAWS and just play with the cats.
Absolutely, yep. Socialize the cats,
wow.
Get them out of their, get them out of their condo, you know, brush them, just give them attention. So UPAWS is a very busy place, and it can be overwhelming for the pet to come in.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't see their true personality. You know, it may take a week, it may take a couple of weeks, it may take just one day. We give them that time that they need. We have a socialization program for the really shy cats and dogs. We work with, obviously, the dogs, too. But this month, we're talking about Adopt-A-Shelter Cat Month.
Okay, so now if someone wants to do this, what's the best way to get the process going to come and get a cat?
Well, all of our cats are listed on our website, which is upaws.org. And you can check them out, see the photos, see the bios. There's a bio for pretty much every cat. Come out and see us at 84 Snowfield Road in Negaunee Township, or give us a call if you want, 475-6661, and see what we have.
And let's talk about another thing that's coming up that I know this is actually a pretty popular thing for folks to get involved with. You've got the rummage sale, and it's more than just come out and buy stuff. You're looking for stuff. Tell us what's going on.
We sure are. It is our 6th annual rummage sale. And it's in a brand new location this year. It is at 2152 U.S. Highway 41 West Marquette. Easier said, the former household appliance building, the warehouse behind it. So across from the Marquette Mall there, mm-hmm. The former household appliance building, and it's the warehouse behind it. Thursdays and Sundays, starting this week, we are collecting items. So if you've been spring cleaning, we'd love some of your stuff. So from 5 to 7, you can come on Thursdays and drop off items, and 11 to 1 on Saturdays. The only things they are not taking are adult clothes or shoes,
mm-hmm.
large appliances, computers, cell phones, tube TVs.
Right.
Hard to move a tube television
you're
nowadays.
You're looking for stuff that
yeah.
you could bring over that you then
absolutely.
You guys at UPAWS can actually sell to get a
yep.
little bit of operational
kitchen
money.
Kitchen items, small appliances, children's clothing and toys, adult coats, jackets, books, movies, tools, outdoor garden furniture, pet items, all of that stuff. If you've been spring cleaning, Think of us.
A lot of stuff that you either found in the garage or in the attic or in the basement as you're getting things in order. Maybe you've got some of the kids' clothes they've outgrown. Instead of just maybe, you know, wherever you may be taking them or passing them down, get them over to U-Paws. And this all works because I always want to make sure we mention this when you guys are in that, you know, U-Paws runs on donations, contributions, and the money that's made out of this goes right into operations. There's no government support. There's no municipal support. You need the kindness of folks.
Absolutely. And events and fundraisers such as this, just like you said, Walt, go right into the operations so we can find homes for all these animals that come to us. We are a no-kill shelter. We try extremely hard to think outside of the box and find homes for all of these wonderful pets who don't ask to be homeless. You know, they come to us. It's our job to find homes for them, mm-hmm. and we can with the support of the community.
Well, again, with both Cat Month and with the rummage sale and all the other things going on, everything's at your website, which is?
www.upaws.org. That's upaws.org. Give us a call, 906-475-6661. Come and see us, 84 Snowfield Road, Negaunee Township. Head on over toward Turn at Superior Auto. Follow the signs. We're back in the corner there. Open noon to 4 every day. Open noon to 6:30 on Thursdays. Every third Friday is Furry Friday at U-Paws, and we're open noon to 6:30.
That's the comments of Ann Brownell with U-Paws, the Upper Peninsula Animal Welfare Shelter. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelah.